Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
What's up, guys? So I'm going to teach you exactly how SEO rankings work and essentially how to get your website to number one on Google. Google is one of the best ways to grow your business. And if you can understand exactly how SEO works, if you can understand how to rank your website number one on Google, the sky's the limit. Like, you could literally get thousands of customers, thousands of leads, and a ton of sales to your website. So this is the key to growing your website and growing your business too. So what I would say with SEO is that this is kind of like having a race car. The better you can optimize your website, aka your race car, the more likely you are to win the race, aka rank number one on Google. Now, as the driver of your website, if you're the website owner, then you have to make the right decisions. You have to understand how to optimize your race car to make it go faster, to improve your results, to be more efficient. So the first thing you need to know as the driver of your website, if you're the owner, is that there are over 200 ranking factors when it comes to search engine optimization. So there's a ton of different things you could optimize for, but at the same time, not all of these are equal. Not everything has the same effect. And you have to know really what to focus on to make sure that you're as efficient and productive with your time as possible. So what does that mean? Well, for example, just like a race car, if you put the wrong fuel into your car, you're going to break down after an hour or so. And it's the same with your website. If you use the wrong fuel for SEO, if you focus on the wrong things, then after a few months, your website may crash and burn. You may never get the results you want. So what should you focus on? Well, the number one ranking factor when it comes to Google, when it comes to ranking your website, is backlinks. Now, if you don't know what these are essentially links from other websites to yours. Every time you click on a link from one other website and it takes you somewhere else, that is essentially a backlink. And what this means is that every time someone links you, Google's crawling down every page on the internet and it sees, right, everyone's linking to this website. It must be an authority. It must be trustworthy. It must be credible. And therefore, we're going to rank that website higher. So the more backlinks and the more you fuel your website with high quality backlinks that are relevant to your industry, the more likely you are to rank number one on Google. And this is the difference between winning the race and coming last, right? So just like a race car, if you put the wrong fuel to your website, aka backlinks, you're not gonna win. You have no chance, especially when all of your competitors are optimizing to rank their websites too. And this is crucial to understand. Now, the other major factor that's gonna make the difference between ranking number one on Google and not is content. Every time you create a blog or an article or a piece of content on your website, that's an opportunity to rank number one on Google. That's gonna get you ranking for another keyword. Now, the better you can optimize your content, you know, the higher quality your content is, the more interesting it is, the better your keyword strategy is, the more likely you are to rank on Google. And the thing is, with SEO, there's two major factors, right? So there's backlinks, like we've talked about, and there's content. Now, backlinks will get you an opportunity to rank number one on Google. This is what's going to push you up the rankings and help you get to number one on Google. But at the same time, content is what's going to keep you there. And the better your content is, the more likely you are to stay at number one on Google. Because Google will see, right, how are people reacting to this content when they land on it? Are they staying on the page? Are they reading the whole page? Are they interacting with other pieces of content on this website? Or are they jumping on and jumping straight off because that content is terrible? So with backlinks, you get a ticket to the raffle. And with content, you get the chance to win the raffle. And that's the difference with SEO. Now, there are tons of other factors. Like I say, there's 200 ranking factors when it comes to Google. You could do keyword research. You could really hone down on your on-page SEO. You could focus on technical aspects like speed, like conversion rate optimization. But at the same time, the two major factors that are going to make the difference between you ranking and not are content and backlinks. Now, what I would also say with SEO is that as a website owner, if you own your website, you are the driver of that race car. So as the driver of your website, you have a lot of control over the speed, over the efficiency, over the productivity that you're going to achieve for your website. So you have to learn to make the right decisions when it comes to SEO. That's why I produce so many videos about search engine optimization on my channel, because I want to help website owners just like you to improve their results. So what does this mean? Well, the more, as the driver of your website, the more you can learn about SEO, the more you can study it and really learn to understand it, the better rankings you're going to achieve and the more likely you are to rank on Google. And the best SEOs I know are the ones that understand SEO at its deepest level, really have like a good understanding of the philosophy of SEO, of the technical elements. So the more you can learn, the more you're going to improve SEO. Now, the other thing I would say is, just like a driver, you need the right team, right? So if you have a race car and you're the driver, you also need a good team around you to maintain that website, to improve your car, to help you continually achieve better results. And it's the same with SEO. If you can hire a good team and put together a good process for SEO, the more likely you are to rank number one on Google. Now, what does that mean? Well, if you can hire someone for backlinks, that will save you a lot of time. If you can hire a team of extremely good writers who can produce the best quality of content, then you're much more likely to rank number one on Google. And chances are, the better the team you build, the harder you are to compete with, and the more likely you are to outrank your competitors. So I would say, with SEO, if you learn three things from this video: number one, build higher quality, more relevant backlinks. Number two, create better articles with better content that's more interesting, more engaging, and more up to date. And then finally, build a good team, because a driver can't win a race without a good team. And it's the same with SEO. If you don't have the right writers on your team, the right link builders on your team, and you're just trying to do this all solo, it's going to be extremely hard to compete, especially when there's so many websites out there who are optimizing for SEO too. And there's only one person who can rank number one on Google, and I want that to be you. So you have to make sure you have the right team in place to do that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.